Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you The Brightest Sun by Adrian Benson. Performed by Rachel Fulginetti. Part 1. From a different tribe. One of the old women severed the umbilical cord and passed the tiny body, slippery and warm, up into Leona's arms. It felt unnatural to hold the baby. The infant seemed too small somehow, almost weightless. Leona rolled carefully onto her side and settled the baby next to her. The brand new hands splayed and stretched blindly in the dim air. Dust motes floated in the crack of light coming through the one palm-sized window cut from the mud walls. Leona watched as the dust swirled. She wished she had a bigger window. She craved light and air. For the first time in the almost 12 months she'd been in Kenya, she yearned for things she'd left home in America. She wanted clean lines and shiny surfaces, nurses in sensible shoes, and the comfort of hospital machinery whirring and clicking and dripping around her. For a minute, she even wanted her mother. The small body wiggled beside her, and a sound came out, staccato, like the bleating of a newborn goat. It was a tenuous sound, hesitant, an experiment with an uncertain outcome. The tiny lips pursed in anticipation of what only Leona could give. It was a girl, Leona saw. She squeezed her eyes against the coming tears and tried to roll over onto her stomach. She wanted to bury her face in darkness. She was so tired. She felt a sob in her throat, and then a sound filled the dark room. It was her scream, she understood, although she couldn't feel her mouth opening or the reverberation of air. She only heard the sound of keening fill the space around her head and saw Simi and the Maasai attendants jerk their faces up and look at her, then glance at one another, concerned. Simi reached across the baby's back to take Leona's hand, but Leona shook her friend off and brought her hands to her face. She tried to press them over her mouth tightly enough to stop the sound. Her insides were glass, shattering in the shell of her skin. This baby was born of loneliness, the desperate kind that arises in people who live among foreigners, who don't share language or gestures. Leona arrived at the Manyata in a little dented Renault 4 she purchased with cash from a departing French expatriate who she'd met her first night in Nairobi. She drove the distance between Nairobi and Lloyd hesitantly. It was her first time in Africa, and the small car didn't feel like it would offer protection from lions or elephants or any other wild game that might lurk in the yellow savanna grassland she drove through. The drive terrified her so much that she promised herself to stay in the Manyata and only use the car for emergencies. But after a few weeks, the dry dust made Leona's skin itch, and the nearest water source, a little tributary of the Mara River, was low and thick, too muddy to bathe in. Leona didn't miss much from home, but she did miss the feeling of a shower, the water soaking her hair and skin. She couldn't stand the way her skin felt, the way her body stank. She wanted a hot shower. She wanted to immerse herself in soap and water, to scrub her hair and fingernails and wash the spaces between her toes. Her yearning to be clean was visceral. So only 6 weeks after her arrival, she packed an overnight bag and drove to Narok to spend the night at the Chabana.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?